Imagine waking up to discover that your deepest moral convictions, the principles you've built your life around, are actually products of evolutionary psychology rather than timeless truths. This realization forms the heart of Joshua Greene's groundbreaking work. While morality evolved as nature's solution to cooperation problems within groups, it created a new problem: conflict between groups with different moral systems. Today's political divisions aren't just disagreements about facts. They reflect fundamentally different moral intuitions that feel self-evidently correct to those who hold them. Liberals prioritize care and equality, while conservatives emphasize loyalty, authority, and sanctity. Each side believes their moral feelings reflect objective truth rather than tribal adaptations. This explains why moral disagreements feel so intractable. Our moral machinery wasn't designed to resolve them. The classic Tragedy of the Commons describes how individual herders, acting in self-interest, inevitably destroy shared grazing land. Morality evolved as nature's solution, enabling cooperation by putting us ahead of me. But Greene identifies a deeper problem, the tragedy of common sense morality. This occurs when different tribes with incompatible moral systems must share resources. Consider two neighboring tribes, northern individualists who value personal freedom and southern communitarians who prioritize tradition. When forced to share pastures, each tribe's common sense morality, the intuitions that feel obviously right, leads to conflict. Northerners see southerners as oppressive. Southerners view northerners as selfish. Each tribe's moral intuitions evolve to solve cooperation problems within their group, but create new problems between groups. Evolution gave us moral emotions to solve me versus us problems, but provided no ready-made solution for us versus them conflicts. Our moral brains evolved primarily for tribal competition, not global cooperation. As Greene puts it, morality evolved not just to put us ahead of me, but also us ahead of them. Why do most people approve of diverting a trolley to kill one person instead of five, but disapprove of pushing someone off a footbridge to achieve the same result? Through brain imaging studies, Greene discovered that these different judgments reflect two distinct neural systems: automatic emotional responses and deliberative reasoning. This dual process theory explains why we struggle with certain moral dilemmas. In the footbridge case, our emotional system generates a strong negative response to directly pushing someone to their death, overriding the utilitarian calculation. In the switch case, the emotional response is weaker, allowing cognitive reasoning to prevail. This framework extends beyond artificial dilemmas to real-world conflicts. Medical doctors, who focus on individual patients, consistently give less utilitarian responses than public health professionals, who focus on population outcomes. One doctor insisted that making life-or-death decisions for capable individuals is a gross violation of moral principles, while a public health professional argued that utilitarian thinking is ultimately the most moral thing to do, the least murky and the most fair. Our dual process brain represents an elegant evolutionary solution to a fundamental trade-off between efficiency and flexibility, like a camera with both automatic settings and manual mode. Automatic settings, including emotions, provide efficient responses without conscious thought, while manual mode, reasoning, offers flexibility for novel problems but requires more cognitive resources. Our moral emotions function as automatic settings that enable cooperation, sophisticated social algorithms refined over millennia of evolution. Emotions like empathy, guilt, anger, and disgust evolved because they efficiently promote behaviors that benefit the group. These aren't random, but represent evolutionary solutions to specific cooperation problems. Empathy promotes concern for others' suffering. Anger and gratitude facilitate fair exchanges. Shame and guilt ensure promises are kept. Judgmentalism and gossip support reputation management. Tribalism helps form cohesive social groups. These emotional dispositions constitute our moral machinery, remarkably effective at solving cooperation problems within groups, but often creating problems between groups with different norms. Understanding this limitation is crucial for addressing global challenges that require cooperation across cultural boundaries. If different tribes have incompatible moral intuitions, how can we resolve conflicts? Green argues we need a meta-morality, a higher-level moral system that can adjudicate between competing tribal values. This requires finding a common currency that all tribes can accept. Religious approaches fail because they face two problems: determining God's authority and interpreting God's will. Appeals to scripture cannot settle disagreements between competing religious traditions. Pure reason also fails because moral reasoning requires premises that aren't universally accepted. Consider abortion. Pro-lifers claim fetuses have absolute rights to life, while pro-choicers assert women have absolute rights to choose. Pure reason cannot settle which right takes precedence without agreed-upon moral premises. Science alone cannot deliver moral truth either. Evolution produced our moral emotions to enhance genetic fitness, not to discover moral truth. Without divine guidance, self-evident moral principles, or scientific moral truths, Green proposes utilitarianism as our common currency. Not because it's definitively moral truth, but because it becomes uniquely attractive once moral thinking has been objectively improved through scientific understanding of morality. Green argues that utilitarianism, maximizing happiness while weighing each person's happiness equally, emerges naturally from our manual mode reasoning system. Our prefrontal cortex's problem-solving machinery naturally seeks optimal outcomes, raising two questions: optimal for whom, and what counts as optimal. When people with equal power encounter limited resources, impartiality emerges naturally as a practical solution. Through cognitive development, we recognize that while we each feel special to ourselves, others feel equally special about themselves. No one is especially special. Though our automatic emotional settings aren't impartial, we care more about our finger than thousands dying in a distant earthquake, our manual mode can grasp impartiality as a moral ideal. Utilitarianism combines three universal human capacities: our manual mode's tendency to maximize, our intrinsic valuing of happiness, and our intellectual recognition of impartiality. It provides a common currency accessible to all tribes because it harnesses the brain's general-purpose problem-solving system with universally accessible values. However, utilitarianism isn't intuitive to anyone. It requires conscious effort and often conflicts with our emotional responses. This explains why utilitarianism seems partially right to everyone, but also why it offends everyone's moral sensibilities through our non-utilitarian automatic settings. Green proposes deep pragmatism as the solution to moral conflicts, setting aside ideologies for what works best. This means using gut-me actions for me-versus-us problems, but switching to manual mode for us-versus-them conflicts. The key indicator is controversy. When tribes disagree, automatic responses fail us. We must recognize our tendency to rationalize, creating logical-sounding justifications for existing feelings. This often manifests in rights talk, where we transform subjective feelings into seemingly objective facts by converting moral feelings into concrete rights. Six practical rules guide this approach. 1. Consult but don't trust moral instincts. 2. Understand rights and arguments rather than make them. 3. Focus on facts. 4. Beware biased fairness. 5. Use common currency. And 6. Give to those in need. In our divided world, progress comes not from doubling down on intuitions, but from understanding their limitations. By knowing when to trust our gut versus when to reason, we can better navigate moral disagreements and serve the greater good.